In this unit, we are going to look at property income. Income from property can include three main things. It can include rental income from land, rental income from commercial properties, or rental income from residential properties. I would suggest that when we're dealing with tax returns, the most common thing we're going to come across is rental income from residential properties, which is one of the reasons why the majority of this unit will focus on that. So the basis of assessment for property income. It used to be the case that property income was always assessed on an accrual basis. That's no longer the case. With the ongoing drive for tax simplification, it's now assumed that property income will be on a cash basis. A landlord can elect to have property income assessed on an accrual basis, but if the rent exceeds £150,000, they must use the accrual basis, and that's for all of the properties. So when we look at a property letting, we may calculate the profits and losses on individual properties, but we then need to group the properties for the self-assessment. So if the annual rent on the whole property business exceeds £150,000 per year, then they must use the accrual basis, but otherwise they can choose. You need to use the same basis for all of the properties. So if you've got five properties, you can't use accrual basis on two and cash basis on the other three. When we apportion any income or expenses, we don't apportion them for the days any longer, we just apportion them to the nearest whole month. So let's look at an example. So Isabel rents a property from the 6th of September for £650 per month, paid monthly in advance. She receives the first 5 months on time, but the payment wasn't received, so the last payment has not been received until the 13th of April. What's her total rent received in the 1920 tax year using cash and accrual basis? So let's look at the cash basis first. So here's her tax year. And you see that she's received the September, the October, the November, December, January, February and March payments within that tax year, but the April payments out with the tax year. So we're going to focus on these payments. These are the payments that in the using cash basis she's received within the tax year. So 3,250. If we use the accrual basis, we would take into account all of the income that she was due to have received within that tax year, whether it was actually received within the tax year or not. So we would include that April payment on the accrual basis. the majority of self-assessments that we're going to do now are probably going to be using the cash basis, as quite often there's no real justification for overcomplicating things any longer. So I have a question for you to try. So Steve rents his property for £650 a month. It's paid monthly in advance on the first of the month. He's been doing this since before the current financial year. On the 1st of December, he increases the rent to £700 a month, and he receives all but the April payment on time. April payment isn't received until May 2020. And we're asked to calculate Steve's income using both the cash and accrual basis. As always, you can download the answers below this video.